This isn't your first Nationals. What did you learn from the last one that you will take into this one?
Yeah, so I've had some experience at Nationals before in the previous years, and last year I learned that I learned a kind of a humbling lesson, but it was a good one, is that I was very tense and I kind of affected my performance just a little bit. So this year I'm going to be more loose and just have fun with it and not be so attached to the outcome. And I think I'll just perform better. And that's a big takeaway I learned from last year.
How do you do that?
Just preparing mentally is a huge part of it. I think not letting the nerves affect me too much. And like I said, just having fun and being a big part. Just representing the team is kind of something that keeps me confident and something I'm happy to do.
How do you get back to Nationals? I mean, once you're there, you kind of know you have the ability to get there. Mm-hmm. It's not a given that you get back there. How do you do that?
Well, I just attack every preseason meet, every offseason. It's just like I train with the intensity that I'm going to go to Nationals. And the first meet, I usually just go out and have fun, and usually just have, that's what helps me the most, is just having fun at the meets really allows me to PR actually. And when I PR, I usually get my punch a spot to Nationals, and those are big things for me. So
I think it's interesting because this year obviously the original plan was a red shirt. Mm-hmm. And then you come in that first meet, hit a PR,
yeah,
7.5. Is that kind of, you hit that mark and said, okay, now I maybe want to throw myself in the ring a little bit here. Was that kind of your thought process?
Yeah, so my thought process behind redshirting was that I would just take the indoor season to compete unattached and use it as a training. But after I hit that big PR on the first meet, Coach and I decided that, you know, we might have a good shot at Nationals this year, so I might as well put on the jersey and compete for the team, because those are big numbers. You know, if I can be jumping that at Nationals, hopefully I'll get a good spot. So.
And me and Miller, we were just talking. Mm-hmm. I came across your TikTok. You're very into guitar, very into music.
Yeah.
Explain to me how you kind of picked up that as a hobby. Was that just kind of something that as you were growing up that kind of surfaced and came into your life? And kind of how do you use that as kind of an escape a little bit from?
Yeah, I love playing music. I've been playing guitar for like 5 years, and it's something that calms me down mentally, but I also like being creative too. And being able to share that with people is awesome. I hope I can inspire people. And just playing music and being creative is just an escape. Like you said, it really helps me calm down. And it's something, it's a great hobby to do. I think it's something that I enjoy doing a lot. And it's a great hobby.
And is it a point of pride for you to be a local kid? I mean, Kindred, obviously, not that far away, but obviously, I'm sure you grew up knowing about MSUM, even Valley City State to a certain mm-hmm. extent. I mean, to be able to put on for these, you know, universities in this area, how special is that for you to be somewhat of a local kid?
Yeah, it's a big deal to me. I hope I can represent the small town I came from and the old school I transferred from. Just being somebody that has people look up to, you know, and especially in the local areas, it's a big deal for me. And I hope that I can just inspire people and people be like, oh, I know him from Kindred. And that's, I've heard that a lot from people all around, and it's a really good feeling to have that.
And do you use last year specifically indoor as kind of a motivator going into this year? Because obviously I think you're one spot out from being second team All-American at indoor last year. Does that fuel you a little bit going into this meet?
Yeah, it definitely fueled me. I learned a lot from last year. Again, just the experience taught me a ton that I can take into this year's Nationals, and it fueled me to obviously do better this year, but just be more composed when I'm out there and realize that I'm one of the top competitors there too, and not be afraid of anything. And that's a huge takeaway I took away from last year.
And for you, how special is it to have a guy like Josiah who can, you know, put up similar marks and can kind of compete with you in practice? How important is it to have that level of teammate competing alongside you, and how does that elevate you a little bit?
Yeah, it's great to have him as a teammate. I mean, he's always pushing me, and we're pushing each other. And not only that, outside of track, we're just really good buds. We knew each other before we both came to Moorhead. But having him as a teammate is awesome because we're able to push each other. We learn from each other. And the biggest thing is that we support each other. Even if one person jumps better, we're just happy for each other. And I think that's what it's all about.
The friends, the music, all the things. Be remiss if we didn't mention Coach Trevor. You know, what's it been like to continue to work with him and develop your skills as far as high jump goes?
I think it's definitely a privilege to be able to work with Coach Trevor, because he is obviously very experienced, and he's I refer to him as like the wise grandmaster. It's kind of funny because he's just so full of wisdom, and I learn so much from him, and I try to be like a sponge and absorb everything that he teaches me. And yeah, when I go to nationals, usually we have like individual training sessions, and it's very special to me because it's like a one-on-one, and it just feels like a privilege to me, and I'm very blessed to be able to have a coach like him.